And the text from Jeremiah, which we have today, on this Monday of the 17th week, this text is from Jeremiah 13. We have one of those prophetic symbolic gestures in which the Lord commanded Jeremiah, as you hear, to take a loincloth, wear it, and put it someplace until it had rotted, and then said, you see, for as close as the loincloth clings to a man's loins, so had I made the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah cling to me, says the Lord, to be my people, my renown, my praise, my beauty. But they did not listen. There you see the depth of what the Lord taught Jeremiah, one of the great mystics of the Old Testament, and one of the figures of Christ. God is God. Suppose we disobey him. What does it matter to him? What does he care? You know, we'll go to hell. Well, that's where we belong. Why all this upset? Why have a prophet? Why send the prophet out? Why have this symbolic gesture? And then why say, this is what I'm going to do to you because you're so important to me. And you are so important to the whole world. I've chosen you as my people. You are the ones through whom the rest of the world is going to come to know me. So I'm disgusted with you. But he's disgusted like a father, not like a tyrant. It bothers him. And we get so used to this that we don't stop and think. We're talking about God. Almighty, eternal, creator, God. Talking to us like this. I'm upset. I'm going to throw you out. Why? Because we are so important to him. And to through us, you see, the importance of all the rest of the world. Now, if that's true of our ancestors, what about those of us? We are the body of Christ. We are the physical presence of Christ in the world. The world will come to know him through us. Now, God is never bound by the structures that he makes. I know a fellow. He was actually worshiping at the Black Stone at Mecca. He had made his pilgrimage, huh? And he was there. And Jesus stood between him and the Black Stone in a vision and said, I am Jesus, the Son of God, and I want you to begin to worship me. And that impressed it on his spirit. He went home, became a Christian, lost everything, you know, his job, you know. But he was one powerful fellow. So Jesus sometimes just says, you know, I just can't wait for my church to get it together. I'm just going to do it. But that's not the normal way, you see. So we're important to God. And that's why, you know, you see, just stop and think, why would God bother to send a prophet, you see, to tell him to do this symbolic gesture, have the whole city watching him, you see, and then turn around and say, this is what it means. Love. Love. I have given you the privilege of being the one through whom the world will know me. Now, what are you doing? Do you see why the Lord, who's given us, you know, a succession of remarkable people to succeed in the chair of Peter, you see, so that the world, I've forgotten, was it 4 billion people watched the funeral of John Paul II, something like that? That's a lot of people. And most of them were not Christian. But to catch a glimpse of God's love and his plan for us and his instructions on how to live. That's the purpose. It's just so amazing that we read that and we say, yeah, oh, there's God mad again, you know. And that's that. Why is he mad? Love. Love. I chose you. I chose you to be a light to the nations so that the rest of the world can know me and come and join you and feed on the body and blood of my Son. Be strengthened in your life, in your marriage, in your family, in your, so that the world, you see, that's what I've done. Now, in the gospel today, which is this famous set of parables about small becoming large, you have Jesus explaining. Remember, when we hear this word, kingdom of God, this again is Matthew 13. We're about two-thirds of the way through this chapter, which is where Matthew has gathered all the parables, or most of the parables, that he's going to record. This one is don't be put off, don't be deceived by what seems to be weak and powerless. My power is in it. Not only if you see some bag lady walking around with her rosary, pray for her and respect her. She might be the one that's holding the whole city of Washington together. Because if she's given her life to me, I'm working through her. So be alert. In fact, whether you become a bag lady or not, I could use you interceding like that for this city. See, but it's small. We're looking for the big stuff. And the Lord is saying, it's like a mustard seed. Mustard seeds, I don't know if anybody ever saw a mustard seed. I remember somebody was doing one of those catechetics, the Good Shepherd catechetics course for the children. And so she wrote to a friend of mine over in Israel and got a whole little envelope full of mustard seeds so the kids could see how really tiny they are. And it becomes a big bush. The birds of the air dwell in it, and that's an allusion to a prophecy in Ezekiel. Or it's like yeast in dough. How can this little bit of yeast take this great big bowl of dough and just... And that was the... Remember, it was in our prayer this morning. Did you remember? We all said amen to this prayer. God, our Father, by the promise you made in the life, death, and resurrection of Christ your Son, you bring together in your spirit from all the nations a people to be your own. Help the church to be faithful to its mission. May it be a leaven in the world. It comes from this parable, right? May it be a leaven in the world, renewing us in Christ and transforming us, all of us, the whole world, into your family. So you see, the Lord has such great plans for us. Have you ever, when I don't see it much here, when I lived in Rome, you know, and somebody come up, you know, for money, or especially in Israel, the same, you know. And sure, some of them are crooks, but I'm saying, look at that now. How come he's asking me and I'm not asking him? What has God done for me that I'm walking around relatively normal with a little money in my pocket? And this guy is just broke and blind or hurt or emotionally upset or addicted to alcohol or he's something. And how come he's asking from me in God's providence, and I'm not asking from him? Why not? Why could not I have not been so taken care of that I'm walking around relatively normal with a little money in my pocket and I could help him? How come? Mercy. Mercy. Pure mercy. That's kind of the. You see, God expects so much of us because he loves us.